This election season, there's a lot of tax reform rhetoric in the news. So, in this Olympic election year, it's only fitting that taxation of Olympic medals has gotten some attention. After a very successful Summer Olympiad, Team USA is bringing home more medals than any other country, 104, 46 of them gold. To the IRS, that's almost $2 million in potential taxable income. Though not highly publicized in the U.S., Olympic medals come with honoraria, $25,000 for a gold medal, $15,000 for silver, $10,000 for bronze. To the IRS, this money is considered taxable prize income. A few pundits and politicians have seized on this fact as an example of how the tax code has become absurdly unfair and discourages success. Shortly after teenage swimmer Missy Franklin won the first of her five medals, the Weekly Standard was reporting that America's new sweetheart would pay $8,750 in taxes for each gold medal she won. According to those calculations, Franklin's final Olympic tax bill would total $38,500. However, these numbers assume an effective tax rate of 35% for each award, which is misleading. As an amateur swimmer and high schooler, Franklin presumably has little or no other income. Therefore, if she had stopped at one gold medal, her effective rate would have been 15% before taking into account exemptions or deductions. Even after winning five medals and receiving $110,000, her effective rate should be closer to 24%, even without deducting training expenses. Leaving tax accuracy aside, the bigger philosophical question is whether those who bring home the gold should face a tax bill. Though it may seem unsportsmanlike for the couch potatoes back home to take a piece of Olympians' winnings, there's really no arguable reason to exempt the honoraria from tax besides symbolism. Yes, Olympians work extremely hard, and Michael Phelps and the U.S. basketball team aside, many live with very little income while training. But lots of people work very, very hard, and they all pay tax on their income. The drive and determination of Olympians is very inspiring, but lots of tax-paying teachers, firefighters, police officers, and social workers are just as impressive doing their less glamorous jobs. However, two U.S. senators have proposed legislation this Olympic season to exempt Olympic winnings, arguing that taxation punishes success and punishes excellence. One journalist compared Olympic athletes to soldiers in combat zones, who are exempt from federal taxation. However, officers in combat zones and all U.S. soldiers in non-combat areas pay taxes, as do astronauts, even while in space. Nobel Prize winners have paid taxes on their million-dollar-plus awards since 1986. Frankly, we tax Americans who are successful and excellent in various arenas, not just the Olympic ones. Finally, Missy Franklin will also receive bonuses from USA Swimming for each of her medals. Ultimately, Franklin will receive at least $260,000 for brilliantly representing her country. And hopefully in 4 years, even more. This is Christine Hurt.